Episode 2751, Awaken Your Inner Comedian.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. Have you survived the week? Oh, yes, take a deep breath. It's Confessions of an Upset Mom, and sometimes we just need space to chill out. We need space to be ourselves, to let our hair down, and not worry about being judged all the time. And in doing so, the best way is laughter. Awaken your inner comedian. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Laughter really is the best medicine, and if you're raising kids, you want to be able to find the humor every day just to survive. Awaken your inner comedian. I mean, who would have thought that as a parent, being a comedian would come in handy? Well, I know I didn't, but when you think about it, there is so much stress in life, and as a parent, that stress is compounded by 5 times per child. I mean, the weight of the world for each of your children is on your shoulders. And you carry that with you everywhere. And that's just one part of your life, one major mega responsibility that you have. But you have all these other things, right? You have to put food on the table, you're paying bills, you're trying to keep your house clean, maybe you're saving money for college, maybe you're going back to school. There is so much in life that, you know, honestly, it can drag you down. But I want you to take a breather as a parent for a moment. Think of all the stages of life you've already been through with your children. Some you might have enjoyed, and others you barely could pick yourself up off the floor. But if we as parents are going to raise up the next generation to impact the world that they touch with morals, values, and confidence, it all starts with us. You and I as parents must rise up in order to raise up kids. You can't run and hide from tough conversations. You can't let the kids rule the house. You can't let things slide when a lesson needs to be learned. You can't assume someone else will handle it. You are responsible. You are the parent. You get to rock the world with how you train up your children. So one way to thrive and not just survive as a parent is by awakening your inner comedian. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Awaken your inner comedian. Yeah, you gotta laugh a lot more. I don't know about you, but there are times that I feel like I'm crying more than I'm laughing, but today it's going to be different. I want you to see things different. You being able to laugh through the good, the bad, and the ugly helps to keep your heart beating strong. In life, there are always unknowns, situations that you wish never occurred, and circumstances that you wish you did. But control is not the tool of parenting. Yes, rules and boundaries need to be instilled in every family, but so does laughter. So you got to awaken your inner comedian. So what does that really look like? And, you know, I started thinking about this as I've been spending time with my daughter and grandson, as my son-in-law is at training for the military right now. And as I'm sitting here with them and, you know, playing with my grandson all over the floor, you know, we're just chasing these little things in life. We're passing balls to one another. We're throwing balloons in the air. We're playing pretend like we're cooking and he's a chef and I get to eat all of his wonderful meals. We're sharing laughter and he's learning. And then when I'm spending time with my daughter, I would throw out a mom joke, and I'm so not a comedian, I'm just telling you. I'm only funny because, well, I'm just that way. I can't explain it. I don't try. It's just I'm weird. Call it weird, call it strange. But people say I'm funny, and I don't think I really am, but people laugh at it. I don't care if they're laughing at me. At least they're laughing. And so as I was looking at my time with my grandson and my time with my daughter, I was reminded that, you know what, life is too short. We need to be laughing more. And with laughter comes connection. And remember, we're relational human beings. We want to feel connected. And so if you want to strengthen that bond between your child, your son or daughter, between your grandchild, you need to include laughter. So that's why you got to awaken your inner comedian. Now, what does that look like? Well, I'm going to give you three things for you to think about. Number one, you want to discover the funny side of the situation. No one likes to be confronted with challenges and chaos, right? I don't know about you, but I don't. But you and I both know that's life, right? We're going to have them. Instead of getting yourself entangled with the emotions of the situation, rely on the facts by discovering the funny side of the situation. Now, that doesn't mean you'll share this funny side, right? This may be something that you're just taking in personally. It's in your own mind to experience and understand. Sometimes you may share it, other times you may not. However, it gives you breath as you try to understand what is happening. Which leads me to number two, you gotta break the ice with laughter. Life brings about tough situations, and not just the birds and bees conversation, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. But when you're stuck and don't know how to approach a subject, break the ice with laughter. Even a serious situation benefits from laughter. It breaks the tension and opens the mind for what's to come. There's a calming effect to it. Right? I mean, there really should be a saying to laugh more and live life longer. Because if you have laughter, it does so many things for you health-wise. But we are consumed, literally consumed by all the chaos, all the struggles, all the troubles. They're going to come. With children especially, they're going to come. But it doesn't have to be such a hardship. You can still smile at the end of the day. You know, that's one thing I enjoy about our family is when it comes down to it, to the end of the day, we can laugh with each other still, even in the tough times. And that's what I want for you. I want you to build a strong foundation. I want you to flex that laughter muscle. I want you to work it. And I want you to make it stronger. So that your family foundation can be stronger too. That's why you gotta awaken your inner comedian, right? Discover the funny side of the situation, break the ice with laughter, and number three, laugh for your well-being. Some might say this is selfish, but you have to understand that you being grounded on the solution to the problem and what went wrong gives you clarity and a clearer picture of the truth. Now that's a mouthful. But what it does is that laughter allows you to let down your guard enough so you can see the trees through the forest. You want to see the each and every individual tree, right? If you're in a situation with your child and it involves multiple people, you want to see them as individuals. You don't want to think that everything that's happened is all wrong because of all of these people. Now, they might play a part in the whole situation or circumstance. But if you're looking at it with the eye of, y'all are wrong, you just need to do it this way, and you come in trying to control everything, and you just want to be loud and mean, do you think that's going to get very far? Do you think the lesson is going to be learned? No. So take a break for yourself. Laugh for your well-being. That's going to give you clarity in the chaos, allowing a clear picture of the truth. Laughing helps to neutralize stress. And you can always use some stress reduction in life, right? I mean, sign me up. We all have enough stress in our life. So why not laugh more? My challenge for you is this. I want you to look for an opportunity to be a comedian, right? You don't need a mom joke or dad joke. I mean, you can use it if you got it. I mean, I threw a couple out yesterday. I was actually kind of proud of myself, but you know what? Right now, I can't remember what they were, but it was really funny. And my daughter just sat there and looked at me and said, yeah, funny, mom, funny. But it was funny. And it was just that moment. It broke the ice. It broke the stress of what was going on, of me trying to help her with what's happening in their business and also trying to maintain the household. You need those in life. You need your heart to connect with what's happening and see the funny side of the circumstance. So that's your challenge. Look for an opportunity to be a comedian. But I do have a caution for you. Not all situations or circumstances can involve humor. There will be, if there hasn't already been, times where seriousness is the only way. So be brave and bold in those moments. But remember, what your children see you engage in facilitates the aftermath, good or bad conversations, right? How you go about it, how you approach them, if you're all uptight, if you're breathing heavy, if you come in at them with this red face and you're just pointing your finger and you're getting that tone with them, do you think they really want to listen? No, they're already shutting down. Why? Because they're going in survival mode themselves. They don't want their feelings hurt. Mama's about ready to lay the law down, and they don't want to be in the path of her wrath. So remember how you go about training up your children, how you show them what you're doing, how you engage with them. It's going to facilitate the aftermath, good or bad conversations. So it's time to get your giggles on. Life is too short to be stuffy all the time. Go laugh a little louder to teach a lesson calmer. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.